What can slow down food inflation? It's not news anymore that food prices keep climbing these days. More and more Nigerians are feeling the pinch. And that brings me to today's big hard fact. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, food inflation in August 2021 was 20.3%. That's alarming. Basically, what that means is that on average, the price of a food item has increased by one-fifth between August of last year and August of this year. It's a big jump. And many Nigerians are seeing the difference in their soup pots. So right now, let's talk about the factors behind these rising prices and what possibly could be done about these rising prices. But before I introduce my guest, I've got my digital producer in the studio with me, and he has a huge announcement to make. Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. So they're the nerds working behind the scenes to make sure that number one, you can watch our shows live. Make sure number two, that you can see little clips of our shows after the shows are done. They also make sure that you can listen to the podcasts after the shows are done. And he's also my chief of staff. And now he says he wants to give people 10,000 naira. Ken.
Yeah, I'm not the one giving away ten.
Okay.
I'm not the one giving away 10,000 naira. It's Nigeria Info giving out 10,000 naira because I mean Nigeria Info is 10. I mean that's a legacy actually.
It is.
So one of the ways you can participate in the giveaway, in fact, the only way you can participate is first off, you have to download the app, and when you download the app, you launch the app. There's a logo you see. That logo that you see, that is the treasure for today. So go on the app, search for that logo. Like I said, download the app first, launch the app. There's a logo that pops up when you launch the app. That logo is the treasure for today. And when you see that logo, click on it. A form will pop up for you to fill. Fill the form correctly, and the first person who does that wins our 10,000 naira for today.
Can you give us a hint on what the logo looks like? Are you allowed to give us a hint on what it looks like? Maybe the color, maybe what is inside it, maybe what's written on it, so that we'll know which one is which once we see it.
Okay, so the logo is NI, which stands for Nigeria Info. So search for the logo in the app. It's somewhere in the app. Just search for it.
I said give us hint, you now give us the full thing.
I mean, some people still won't find it.
So search the whole app. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Search
Yes,
the whole
search
app.
the whole app.
So
It's hidden somewhere.
So go to homepage, go to listen again, go to presenters, so search everywhere, where to go until you find
you
it.
You find it, click on it, fill the form, and fill it correctly. The first person who does that correctly wins the 10,000 naira for today.
All right, you heard the man, Lagos. Go, 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 go. All right, let me introduce my guest on the show today. Like I said, she's from SBM Intelligence. She's an analyst with SBM Intelligence. She's been on the show before. She's back today. Gloria Etim. Glory Etim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Lagos, of course, we want to hear from you. How have food prices affected you? What particular foods have you watched get more expensive? What budgeting and cooking decisions has it led you to take? And of course, there's another 10,000 naira coming your way by the time the show is over. I'll be giving that one away. Well, I'm not giving it away. Nigerian Info is giving it away. So 30,000 naira has been won on the show today. It's amazing. Try and win one of those, eh? But that's happening towards the end of the show. But for right now, Glory, why are food prices going up? What are the major factors?
Okay, so the factors affecting food prices in Nigeria are many. It's not just one factor. And would say in the development world, it's like an intersection of very many factors. So we have adverse weather conditions. We have insecurity in the north and in the middle belt. We have other factors like government policies. So it's a multiplicity of factors. So while you have natural disasters like drought, like flood, you also have government policy interventions, which I'm going to mention Some of them, yes, and we also have insecurity. So those are like that. That's how I've categorized the issues that is
that have led to the prices of food skyrocketing. Talk to me about the government interventions. I'm most curious about that one. Because one would think that the interventions of government would bring down food prices instead of cause it to skyrocket.
Yes, so it is also known that most of the time when government intervenes in the market, it does not always bring the outcome that they had planned. So that is why for most people who talk about government interventions, they always... and require that it has to be evidence-based. And the evidence-based, it has to be policy interventions that have been tested through research. It's not just those ones that are implemented out of impulse or what we think would work. So for instance, some of the policy issues that has affected food prices we are still facing the effect anyways. For instance, the border closure policy, you know, for since August 2019 till December 2020, our borders were closed. And, you know, that impacted on food importation. Nigeria is not food sufficient. So when you close the borders and people cannot buy food, what happens is that the prices of those foods go up naturally.
Right.
You know, it now gets to the point of the highest bidder gets it. So, like, there's inflation. Another thing to consider, one of the other government policies is the ban of about 44 food items. So, about 44 food items are on ban. And, like I said earlier, they are not food sufficient. So, what that means is that people have to buy those foods at the smuggling rate. You know that when something is controlled, what happens is that the prices go up because of the risks of bringing it into the country. Yeah, so that's another government policy that's really taking the prices of food up. So we have other policies like that. In fact, the restriction on forex and suspension of BDCs. That one too has also skyrocketed food prices. How has that caused that? Because, you know, when there's information asymmetry, when people cannot really tell the exact amount of dollar and all those things, it does not help, as it does not help people to make exact decisions. So what they rely on impulses. So it leads to surges in prices because people are panicking, you know, at every news that they hear, you know, they try to hoard what they have in anticipation that it go higher or things like that. So those are like the government policies that have affected.
Now, you mentioned security as well. And now to tackle it, the federal government has started shutting down telecoms in affected states. So first of all, Zamfara, now you have Kaduna. But in SBM's report on the shutdown, you suggest that it may be negatively affecting the farming businesses too. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. So, you know, shutting down the telecommunication system is not something that affects only the bandits or the terrorists anymore. It affects everybody in that area. And when you talk about food security, you don't talk about one person. You talk about actors, there are different actors in the supply chain.
Right.
So from the farmer to the person who is buying the goods. So, for instance, if I have harvested my goods or my farm produce, and I'm trying to contact my supplier and I can't because telecommunication systems have been shut down. What happens is that I would suffer post-harvest losses because I'm unable to take it to the final consumers or even the distributors. So that's that.
In his Independence Day speech, the president blamed middlemen for food price hikes. He said that they're creating artificial food shortage. I noticed that you're smiling while I'm repeating what the president said. But he said that they're creating artificial food shortage by hoarding. By your assessment, how much of the lack of supply can be attributed to hoarding?
By my assessment, you know, hoarding comes as a result of something.
Right.
And like I mentioned earlier, it's as a result of information asymmetry. People don't just hoard, you know, if we have adequate information of the market, I would not want to hoard my goods because I want to make profits out of my goods.
Right.
So what he's talking about is like addressing, you know, the symptoms rather than what is causing this whole issue. What is causing hoarding? Why are people hoarding? So the question should be why are people hoarding? Why do people prefer to keep their goods rather than sell it and make profits?
Mm.
So that should be the question that we should ask. Second, you know, this why I smiled initially was because this debate on eliminating the middleman in food distribution has been a very long debate. And you know, it's a necessity. We cannot take them out.
The middleman out.
We cannot take them out of the chain. So why it seems like it's causing a problem for Nigeria at the moment is because of the information asymmetry that we have. It's not really because of them. They've always been there, and it is also their own business. It's also their own form of.
I mean, they were there when the food was cheap, right? So. Right. Now, if we're talking about hoarding, I want to stay on that hoarding point for a minute. If we're talking about hoarding, that would mean that there are storehouses or warehouses somewhere where these middlemen are keeping this food. Now, sure, you have aggregators and distributors who store maize or rice, but we also have price hikes on things like yam and garri, which are not stored in bulk by middlemen, right? In fact, middlemen for those crops don't even have enough capital or savings to get away with long-term hoarding. So how much hoarding can really be going on?
Well, on the question of how much hoarding can be going on, you know, it's just, in the first place, it's not a statement of fact that hoarding is what is causing food inflation.
I like that.
Yes. Because like you rightly pointed out, most of the distributors have reduced capital, especially with the effect of the coronavirus.
Right.
They have reduced capital to hoard food produce for that number of time.
Right.
But yes, so we cannot, like, while this phenomenon exists, we cannot talk about the scale, like, okay, how many people are middlemen keeping out of, how many people are middlemen keeping out of food or access to food?
Right.
For instance, in our last Jollof Rice report, we discovered that people who lived in metropolitan areas of where food is normally costly had developed new, had adapted new coping strategies. So some of them had to move to, local markets. They had to leave the metropolitan markets to the local markets to buy food and all those things. But that has not really reduced the effect of this food crisis on them and their families.
And your families. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have Gloria Tim from SBM Intelligence on the show with us today. And we're talking about what can slow down food inflation. And I have a final question about hoarding. The president has asked the Agriculture Ministry to, quote, work with security agencies, the Nigerian Commodity Exchange, and the National Assembly to find a lasting solution to these disruptive and unpatriotic hoarding activities, end quote. Is the president suggesting changing the laws to give the government power to set prices and take over inventory like we had in the past under the Esenco program? Are we about to see another Esenco program?
I doubt if that is going to happen. And that is because for you to be able to control prices, you also have to be able to control the source of this goods and services.
Okay.
So at the moment, yes. So at the moment, the government does not really have control over those. Like, despite closing the border, we are still eating foreign rice,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all those kind of things. So it is really going to be hard for us to return to that, a single period.
It's going to be difficult, she says. Okay. Well, Lagos, I wonder if you agree, but of course, I'm going to be coming to you very soon so that we can see where you stand on that subject. Don't forget that the treasure hunt is live on our app. So make sure that you're searching the app. Try to find the logo on the app. If you find it, you go home with 10,000 naira, courtesy Nigeria Info, because Nigeria Info is 10. Now, let's talk practical steps. Let's talk solutions. Glory, what practical steps can government at all levels take to improve food security?
Okay, so, you know, when it comes to food insecurity or food crisis or issues of issues like this, one thing that we have to know is that Nigeria is not the first country that has experienced food crises or issues like this before. So what have other countries done to improve food prices over the years?
Mm.
You know, so in economic literatures and what has worked, we've seen reduction of VATs and taxes on food produce.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, so government can take that approach. You know, try to give import levies. As in reduce import levies. But the issue that we have now is that rather than the government doing this, they're shutting down access to forex for people who want to buy food produce.
Right.
So yes, lifting those bans can go a long way.
Can go a long way.
And yes. As for issues of natural disasters, let's say flooding and drought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, government can not just government in this case, because I don't really see the government being able to do that in the short term.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, yeah, so rather than actors in the field, like in the agricultural sector,
mm-hmm.
just waiting for the government to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
They too can invest in early surveillance systems. You know, they can also invest in drought infrastructures, irrigation infrastructures, you know, that can reduce these whole, as in the crisis that people face.
Hmm.
Another thing that they can do is to reduce the risks that smallholder farmers face.
Hmm.
So, for instance, if you ask... We've done interviews with farmers and ordinary Nigerians if they would like to invest in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And their greatest restraint is always the risk involved. You know, they're not sure of the yield and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a system that buffers these risks for small farm holders, more people will be willing to invest in agriculture, and the issue of food security would improve.
Okay. Now, my final question from you, and then we'll let you go and talk to Lagos, is what can we expect from food prices going forward?
So what we can expect from food prices going forward is what I'll call price swings.
Hmm.
Price swings. So you cannot really predict
what's going to happen?
Like how the prices will go. Yes.
Yeah.
So you get to the market today, and there's panic-driven price surge,
right.
And all of a sudden prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe tomorrow there's another information that the market has.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of thing that would be would experience from now on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All price right. Swings.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to all of us. And thank you, Gloria Tim from SBM Intelligence, for your time this evening.
Thank you so much.
Lagos, let's talk, shall we? 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. How have food prices affected you? What particular foods have you watched get more expensive? What budgeting and cooking decisions has it led you to take? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Our news team talked to Lagosians about how they're handling the food prices, and we're going to be listening to some of the things that Lagos had to say. But let's talk to Benjamin first. Benjamin is in Ikeja. Hello, Benjamin. Thank you very much for calling us. Hello, Benjamin.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's nice speaking with you.
Yes.
Yeah, Sandra, I've been listening to your guest. Message. She has spoken well.
Okay.
And let me just give you a brief of what I passed through just about a few days ago.
Okay.
You know, Sandra, I went to a canteen to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I feel like eating just rice, something that will make me feel like a bit.
Okay.
So, do you believe that a canteen that I normally go, they serve me more than 2 spoons of rice for 200 naira? Now, the same canteen is giving me rice for 1 spoon.
Wow.
And that 1 spoon now, my sister, I can't imagine what I saw. So I begin to ask myself, and for me not to, and I've become a kind of a regular customer there, so I have to just, I can't just challenge them and say, okay, something too small to do. So I have to just swallow my pride and eat the rice quietly. Even there are some things I need to buy with them, but unfortunately, I could not be able, but I only eat rice and walked away. So I imagine, and when I asked them, they were telling the there's high cost of goods in the market.
Yeah.
And that was the reason why all these things are like this. Uh-huh. So, Sandra, what I'm trying to point out, your guest talked about the VAT, how government can control the price food you are asking at. Yes, if government can look into that VAT for Nigerians, I think it's better way. And at some time, they should also adopt price system on all products. On not only the keys, in fact, almost everything we consume.
I mean,
should adopt that system, price system.
Will price system be wise? I mean, remember the days of Esenko. Do we want that to come back?
Hello, sorry?
Oh, I don't think Benjamin heard me because he's outside and it's very noisy at the moment. But that's something to consider, isn't it? If we suggest, like the president has, that we set prices, you know, for these things, is that the way to go? Is that wise? Is that Anyway, think about it. We'll take a break. Mohammed, sorry, call us back, okay? Mohammed is already on the line waiting to speak with us, but we have a break coming up. But when we come back from the break, I'll keep taking your thoughts on the subject. How have the increases affected you? How has it affected budgeting in your house? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. By the end of the show, I'm going to give one lucky person 10,000 naira. If you want that to be you, keep listening till the end of the show. But right now, there's a treasure hunt going on our mobile app. So go and participate on the mobile app. Search for the Nigeria Info logo. If you find it, click on it, fill a form, and win. That's how it works. First person to find it wins 10,000 naira. One person has already won 10,000 naira on the show today. So that's 30K that we're giving away on Hard Facts. It's amazing. I love when we turn 10. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 5:35 at the moment. What can slow down food inflation? How have food prices affected you? What particular foods have you watched get more expensive? What budgeting and cooking decisions has it led you to take? I went to buy milk the other day and I was just shouting in the supermarket when I saw the price of the milk. Say, so how... How am I? What? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Why are you calling the female only line?
I want to have a complaint for you.
Send me, call me by the regular line and make the complaint. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yes, this is Samson calling European University.
Thank you.
I agree on your award.
Thank you.
I just want to make comments about
this food increase.
Mm.
Now, it's very logical for you to, I'm a Christian, and I look closely into the scriptures.
Okay.
In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 7, when God promised that the price of food was going to crash, what God did was to open the border.
Okay.
That was the simple thing God did.
Yeah.
Open the border. Lepers at the border of Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Samaria was under siege,
mm-hmm.
it's just like the bandits that we have now. Country is under siege. And the only way you can drop this thing and even surprise the economic advisors of things is to open the border. Let me tell you one thing. If any government come after Buhari and they simply open the border, people will see Buhari and stone him. Because the food prices will crash. And immediately people will think, I mean, what is this man doing that, I mean, Buhari has not done before? So it's advisable to allow him open the border now.
But the borders
and
are open.
Middlemen,
the borders
all over the world.
The borders are open.
The borders are not open.
No, they're open. They've been reopened. They were reopened early this year.
I mean, to import, to bring rice in. I was in the other day. You can't bring in rice.
Yeah, because rice is...
Because
rice is on the list of banned items, I believe.
And these are the issues. What do we eat in this country? Is it not rice?
Fair question.
Is that not the major food? Flour? Is that not the major food? Bread? So the problem is that we don't have this sufficiency in rice production. Bandit is killing us. A bag of rice is 30 naira. The indices used to measure inflation is about how much these things goes up in market. So if you collaborate with other people, when Adesina was there, when Adesina was there,
mm-hmm.
he calculated how much rice we are producing per year, and he complemented it with what is being produced outside. Nigeria cannot live in isolation. So the first thing is to just make sure that some of these food items are available. Open the border. Let this thing come in. Food prices will crash. Anxiety will reduce. The Buhari will be called an hero. This is the way to go for now.
Right.
The lady has mentioned it.
Hmm.
You know that I was talking about America. People bringing in food. Farmers. The middleman is the government itself. You produce food from the farm because they don't want it to be at the list. They buy it from you and put it in the mall. That's what is done all over the world.
Thank you so much for calling us, sir. Unfortunately, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram are down at the moment, so we cannot take your comments from WhatsApp, Instagram, or Facebook. It's down all over the world, not just Nigeria. That's why your messages on WhatsApp are not delivering, or you know, you can't call someone on WhatsApp, or you can't check your Facebook or your Instagram. But we're streaming live on YouTube, so you can leave us your thoughts via YouTube. Darlington in Ikoyi is on the line. Hello, Darlington.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. Good evening.
And happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you.
So, Sandra, the country is really, I don't know what to say, because people are really suffering.
Have food prices affected you personally?
Yeah, for me, I've increased my allowance to my wife at home, so because when they come back with the whole bill, you'll be surprised at what... and be able to achieve with 50,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very few things,
that's
you know.
True.
So we went to the market together on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
just to be sure for me to see for myself. And I was wow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was wow. These guys have finished us in this country. Sandra, do you believe that there are some companies that are in this country that produce food, but they don't circulate it in the Nigerian market? They export these foods. Do you believe that? We have top companies in this country, as I speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
They have factories in the north.
Mm-hmm.
They have factories in some part of the south.
Mm-hmm.
Where
mm-hmm.
they produce these foods, they package them and send them out of this country for forex. Why the country is hungry? They take loans from CBN. They get grants from the government. They just, this cabal, these guys have just finished us in this country.
But isn't that what we want? Don't we want the Forex from trade like that? Because the way Nigeria will get richer is if our Forex can increase. And the way for our Forex to increase is to be able to export more stuff.
We understand that, but do we go hungry and eat Forex?
So the way to not go hungry is to insist that the things that are currently banned not be banned anymore. So if you don't have milk banned and wheat about to be banned and rice and a host of other things on the list, on the 41 items currently banned by the CBN, perhaps some of the food inflation will go away, perhaps. But Darlington, it is quite distressing, I can imagine. We've got Joy in Abulegba on the line. Hi, Joy.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, welcome.
Congratulations to your win.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Sandra, seeing sometimes you wonder if our leaders really think with their heads on or do they think with their legs.
Okay.
If you bring a policy and you check that the policy you brought in, I think you go back to your drawing board to see if those policies are working.
Okay.
Since the Buhari government came in 2015, we have been having food crisis. It is increasing on every year. Now, the borders were shut down. We all cried and cried and cried before it was partially opened and not to some goods. The goods that we are allowed to come in are not basically what the things Nigerians actually need.
Okay.
We are not food sufficient, Sandra.
Right.
Now, if you say for rice, we are not food sufficient even when it comes to rice and some basic staple food that Nigerians eat.
Right.
It is not our fault if these foods are not available. Nigerians are ready to farm, but these foods are not much. We are actually, the population is more than people who are producing, more than the farmers who are out there.
That's right.
So what do you do as policymakers? You allow this to let there be food. If you, me and you now, we eat to belly full, we will think well. But when people are hungry, I tell you, no matter what you say, no matter what giant, whatever thing you think you're actually doing, people will not listen to you. People are actually hungry. The food is not there. But why should please open the border to some of these products so we can have food to eat? No bread, no rice, no fish, no chicken, nothing. We can't even eat anything. Now to come of it again, I'm hearing they want to add more import duty on wheat. How are we going to survive, Sandra? What your guest actually said is actually right, because Buhari does not even understand what is happening. That is why he cannot go on a press conference. Because if you ask him questions, he would just flop. He doesn't understand the mechanism. What is middlemen? If they are middlemen, are you saying that you're defeated? They don't know what to do as a government? That they are the middlemen who are holding food? Holding what? Yam is expensive. Potato that we eat, when we don't see yam to eat, we go for potato. Potato now is not expensive. Almost everything in the market is expensive. Now they smuggle tomato from Ghana. Because I go to market to buy things in my home. They smuggle tomato from Ghana. That is what we have in some of the markets, some of those fresh-looking tomatoes you see. Some of them are from Ghana, if you ask them. So we have problems. They should open the border. We have people who are farming right around us. They don't bring food. We are going to see fast. Then you wait and see. This policy that I made, is it actually working for Nigeria? Is it benefiting us? When we're talking about forex ones, so that you go, these are just around you, ECOWAS community that will bring food around you for us to eat. Is a big problem. See, Sandra, I am shocked.
Joy, thank you for calling. Fumilayo is in Apapa. Hello, Fumilayo. Fumilayo, if you can, please call us back. You know, I mean, you think about the insecurity in the north interfering with planting and harvest, so you have a reduced food supply. Insecurity has also reduced available transport coming south. That's also further restricting supply. And then you also have COVID-19 that affected global supply chains, making imported food more expensive as well. And then, of course, you now look at the policy side where you have restrictions on maize imports. Restriction on maize imports has affected not just the price of maize, but also the price of things that come from maize, like flour and chicken feed. And since we use those to make other foods like bread and chickens, those prices have gone up as well. So you make one decision and it just ripples. It has a ripple effect on all the other events in the country. Now, I think it was Darlington from Ikoyi who said something about, well, these companies that are exporting food outside. And here's another question that popped into my head before I had to let Darlington go. If these companies were able to sell food locally, do you think that they wouldn't? Aren't issues like poor transportation and poor power supply stopping these food makers from properly distributing food at home? That's away from the good thing, which is we're getting forex for exporting the food. Because Nigeria's problem is that it needs to diversify its export. Nigeria's economy is diversified. What it needs to do is diversify its export. And if we have people in the food business managing to export food, isn't that something to celebrate? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. What's your name?
Oh, how are you? I'm Mrs. Ibauchi from Satellite Town.
Good to have you on the show.
God bless you.
Bless you as well, ma'am.
And here, we are mothers. Okay. And our most of at all time, our mind is always in our kitchen.
Mm.
Especially our children.
Mm.
This food of 18, it's not only the because they are coming from, I'm from Delta State.
Okay.
And now my people cannot go to farm again because of herdsmen. They are afraid of their life. One, they will be killed. Two, the herdsmen will now go to the farm, exhume the cassava, pull out the cassava and feed their cow. And you then not go there. Once they see you, either they rape the woman and kill the husband or whatever. So what do we do? Let them come and help us now. Let them come and help us and deliver this country. This country, in those days when I just came to live to my husband's house, when they are selling chicken, say, Shenazad, I've been at which type of chicken you they sell.
Mm.
We were selecting. What is all this one? The government should please help us. They should help us.
Thank you for calling us. Fumilayo is calling back. Hello.
Yeah, well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So, I'm the first timer.
Okay, I'm glad to have you on the show today. Have food prices affected you?
Yeah.
Okay. How has it affected you?
Fine. Good. I'm happy.
You're happy about the food prices?
No.
Okay, because you'd have been the first Nigerian to be happy about food prices. How much do they sell food for your side? How much are they selling food items in the markets close to you?
It depends. Rice. Is it rice?
Anyone. Rice, tomato, meat.
Rice, one cup is 500.
What kind of
tomato.
Cup? Is it what kind of cup?
Derica.
Derica cup, 500.
Yes.
Troy.
The small can.
Mm.
Gary is very expensive.
Mm.
1.5 for the plastic.
Okay. Tomato, yeah. Tomato, how much are you buying?
Share for the sachet.
Mm.
100 naira.
How much was it before?
50 naira.
So 100% increase.
100%.
Hmm.
Very true.
How about meat?
Meat, that's a blow, bomb.
How much were you buying before and how much are you buying now?
For a meal before, meat before, 1,000, but now 5,000, 10,000.
Chineke, God of Africa. My sister, Fumilayo, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. Peter is in Yaba. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, welcome.
Yes. And thank you, congrats for the award you won.
Thank you.
And also congrats on your 10-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Yes, these food prices, you know, has affected everybody.
Mm.
And there has been, you know, problems associated with food production and distribution all along.
Right.
But this has been exacerbated for the past few years by the activities of herdsmen on farms. Everybody knows it, and everybody is pretending not to know. I'm from Delta State.
Okay.
Well, that is where you have all the yams and all the cassava made into gari.
Mm.
But these days, you don't get anything because the people are afraid to go to their farms because of Fulani cattle herdsmen. It's a fact. Eh? Right there in my town, a guy that lived opposite my house, we grew up together. He went to the farm in April of last year. Three Fulani herdsmen went to the farm there and kidnapped him.
Okay.
A woman and her two little grandchildren saw them. Eh? Now they demanded for 10 million. The family didn't have 10 million. They reduced it to 4 million. And the family couldn't pay. They said, well, let's just criticize patient. If they don't see any payment, they will release him. I'm telling you, Sandra, since April last up till now, nobody has heard about the man again. They have forgotten about him.
Oh, God.
This is somebody we grew together. So, how many people are ready to go to the farms again?
That's a huge question, Peter. Thank you very much for calling to ask it. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I'll give one more person a chance to go home with a 10,000 naira courtesy Nigeria info, because we're trying to make sure that we help as many people as possible have a meal, fuel their car, buy recharge cards, whatever it is that 10,000 naira can do for you. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I have a quiz coming up after we come back from this break, so make sure that you do not go away. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.